The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. The Easter message is this: beyond the everyday defeats that we experience in life, defeats such as suffering, such as diseases, such as death, there is a final victory. And that final victory is the resurrection. Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, really did die on that cross. He has a human nature. Blood and water flowed from his side. They put him in a tomb. But guess what happened? Jesus, who is God, swallowed up death. And he rose from the dead, not as a ghost, not as a soul, but as a human being. You know what that means for you and I? That means if we root ourselves in Jesus Christ, in the sacraments, in prayer, and in living out his God's word, you will rise from the dead as a human being. You will rise from the dead as a human being. The worst thing you can do is to cut yourself off from God. Because what you're doing is you're cutting yourself off from the source of life. And then guess what happens? You start to despair. But if you root yourself into God, in and through the sacraments, you become a people of hope. And you will participate in that victory that man has right there. You will rise from the dead as a human being, and you will live in the new heavens and the new earth. Happy Easter, everyone.